Romans 15:1-7. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached, who fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, and through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
I love Paul's heart in all of his writing because he is so about the other person. I mean, and that's Jesus. That's what God has set forth to be the truth. But I just really feel Paul's emphasis on it in his writings of you're not doing any of these things for your own good. Your good really means nothing if it's in place of someone else's good. Put others before you, build them up, encourage them, all in Christ, all to the glory of Christ. You know, like he says, I forget where it's at, but I have become all things to all men that I might win some over for Christ. Not meaning he's not pleasing people. He makes that very clear in other places too. He's not a people pleaser, but he is a Christ winner over to men. And that is his only focus. And I so pray for that heart in myself and for you guys, that everything we do in every action, in every conversation, in every preparance for future relationships, that our hearts are to turn people to Christ. You know, there's going to be plenty of friends and plenty of non-believing friends that we will have in our lives. And not everything needs to be a conversation about Jesus, but everything should be pointing to Jesus in your example. That's why your character needs to be built as Christ. Not trying real hard to be a good person in front of them. That's fake. That's not going to last. Having your character being built more like Christ will just radiate that to the non-believer. Remember, you're a light shining in the darkness that's going to stick out. Whether that person ever comes to Christ or not, you're still doing your part of helping people see the light of God that they may never see anywhere else. So today, read, pray, engage with people. Every single moment of the day, create a character like Christ more and more, and obviously not on your own power, through the power of the Holy Spirit alone.